Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic menu. They have carvery at the weekends. They've live music at the weekends as well. And it's just a great bar with a great atmosphere and great food. So pop in and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. Okay, the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, maybe you're coming up to Dublin for a match or a concert or whatever, well, stay at the White Sands Hotel. A stone's throw from Portmarnock Dart Station and off you go into town. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it can be summarised by the voice note that we received from one of our listeners, which I'm going to play for you in a second. And basically, she wants to know whether or not she should report a family for drug dealing from their house. This is a regular occurrence. It happens almost every evening. She says it's extremely obvious. And she's wondering whether or not she should report it. It's become like it's the hangout in the local area where people pop along, even delivery drivers pop along to get their bag of coke or whatever it is that they're getting off these guys.
Now, we've spoken to her off air. Obviously, she lives in the area, so she doesn't want to be identified. But from what she knows, to the best of her knowledge, which is what I want to talk about in a moment, that the house that they are living in is a council house.
Mm-hmm.
So they are council tenants who are using a council house to peddle drugs out of.
That's it. Have a listen to the message that we got. This lady, we're calling Mandy. That's not her real name, but we are calling her Mandy for the purposes of this conversation. I want you to have a listen to the WhatsApp voice note that she sent, and we slightly disguised. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. So I live in Finglas, just off Cardiff Spidge Road. Recently, I was waiting on a bus at the bus stop on Cardiff Spidge Road, and nearby in a house, there's people actively dealing drugs. The house has been raided so many times for drug dealing. And across the road, I saw an driver pull up and he got out. He kind of stood near that house. And then I saw him, one of the guys, hand him something. Like, they all hang out in the driveway of the house every evening. Like, usually about 7 to 8 in the evening, that's when they'd be doing it. They'd be all standing in the garden, kind of, it's very noticeable. I'm wondering whether or not to report them, or do I need to get video evidence first? Thanks.
Now, she mentioned that the place has been raided several times. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, it's where Dun Stores is.
Oh, that's Finglas West.
That's Cardiff Street Road, where Dun Stores is.
Well, bandit country, isn't it? Well, it is.
You go down that road and say this is bandit country and see how you.
That's ridiculous.
See
how you cope. Do that? No, but it is bandit country, yeah.
Anyway, the fact of the matter is that she says this place has been raided several times. So
that would say to me
that the guards are well aware of what's going on in this house. Why would this woman want to get involved?
Okay, here's how I feel about this. This is easy for me to say because I don't live in bandit country. But if a family is drug dealing out of a house that's a council house, I believe they should be evicted immediately.
But if the guards weren't able to do anything, yeah,
they obviously didn't find the stash or whatever the case may be, or they got tipped off. If they are dealing drugs, okay, they are destroying your area. And the bizarre thing about it is, local representatives, and this really annoys me as well, there'd be several local representatives from Finglas, yeah, who would be leaning towards the right, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and who are regularly out protesting, get them out, get them out, get them out, yeah. Protect their children and families. Yeah, you know mm-hmm. your man.
Yep.
Protect their children. Protect their family. We don't want them here. We don't want them here. Why isn't the likes of that bloke marching on that house to get that drug dealing family out of Cardiff Bridge Road?
It's a good question. It's a question we've asked before.
Yeah.
And it's something that never happens.
No, but why isn't he? If he's all about protecting the area, and the same with the rest of you, there's so many calls coming in all day, mind your own business, mind your own business. I thought you were all for protecting kids, because I'll tell you one thing about drug dealers. Drug dealers have no moral compass whatsoever. They will use your kids to sell drugs. They will peddle drugs to your kids. Mm-hmm. They're bringing crime into the area. The chances are, if you have a drug dealing family on your road, the chances are quite high that at some stage there's going to be a shooting there, because what happens to every drug dealer sooner or later? They get shot at. Yeah?
Yep.
Happens to them all. What goes around comes around. So, literally, the litany of problems that you have by keeping a drug dealing family in your house, drug dealers make a lot of money, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they're living off the state. They're living in a council house which is paid for by you and I. I would, get them kicked out ASAP and put a family in there that actually need that.
Okay, but you're saying I would get them kicked out, which means you believe that this woman should report them, report this household to what?
Dublin
City Council.
Do it anonymously, yeah.
And what? So you report, you take a risk and you report this drug-dealing household to Dublin City Council, yeah?
Yeah.
What are Dublin City Council going to do about it if she's no proof? So the only way they're going to even think of doing anything is if they have video proof.
Well, at least you can say...
Just to continue that. If you think that this woman should make it her business to go and get video proof of drug dealing, then you're actually putting her in harm's way.
No, that's the job of the guards. I don't think she should do
that.
But
the guards have raided the place several times, so this is a non-conversation. There is nothing for this woman to do.
Okay, non-conversation. Nothing for her to do. Well, I think it's.
But you're saying.
I think it's your civic duty if you live in an area and someone is bringing that shit to your doorstep.
Okay, so are you suggesting that this woman go and get a video proving that this is what's going on at this house? Because otherwise, she'll get onto the council anonymously in the council and say, no, nothing to see here.
I think it's not up to her to get evidence. That's the guard's job. But I think the least she could do is ring Crime Stoppers. Which you can do. And that's not to the people texting in, you're a rat, you're a rat, you're a rat. You're the same fuckers, pardon my French, who think that it's wrong to rat on a drug. Drug dealers are the lowest form of life. They really are. And
I agree with you. I'm not. There's no argument there. However,
there is an argument. If you have a problem with me encouraging somebody to rat on the lowest form of life, would you have a problem if I said squeal on a paedophile that's in the area? Would you have a problem with that? No, you wouldn't. So don't be saying...
Okay, so the lady who sent us the message, what do you think she should do?
I think at the very least she should ring Crime Stoppers and say, I have witnessed drug dealing going on.
And can you show us the proof of this?
Well, no, that's not what they're going to say.
It's not Crime Stoppers' job to go and get video evidence. You report a crime if you have some vague proof that some crime is going on.
You don't understand.
And this is where I draw the line.
You don't understand
I don't think this
work. You don't
I don't think this woman should be putting herself in harm's way, because she is.
Now, Sinisha's saying, no, I'm going to get pissed off today now because people are already doing it. Pedo, and by the way, it's P-A-E-D-O, Sinisha. Pedo and drug dealers are two different people, absolutely, but they're both scum of the earth, and they both put your children in danger. Different kinds of danger, mind you. Who do you think has all the 14 and 15 year olds and even younger going around in their electric scooters delivering bags of coke and delivering cannabis to people? Who do you think has them doing that? It's the drug dealers that are putting them up to it. Now, you obviously don't have kids, Sinisha, so you don't have that worry that some scumbag drug dealer is going to hire your 13 year old and give him a few hundred quid to be a drug mule. But I have a problem with that. So maybe you live in an area that's fueled with drugs and you just turn a blind eye. And that's what pisses me off as well. So many of you turn a blind eye to drug dealing going on in your estates. Yes, you'll be out marching on the likes of the Crown Paints factory and stuff like that. Take the easy option. The more difficult option, and I'm around long enough to know and to be on those marches because I reported on them when people were literally marching on houses in the inner city, going up to the doors of drug dealers, get them out, get them out, get them out, naming and shaming drug dealer families. None of you have a spine.
Jay has been on to us.
Lads, on today's topic, tell them to mind their own business. The guards that already know about that house, I can guarantee you that. If it's that open, they already know. They're probably just watching it, seeing it was coming, going, trying to get a bigger fish. But when you're dealing with that, I'd stay away from it, because if it ever got out that it was you, do you honestly think the guards are going to protect you? Now let them do what they're paid for. That's what they're paid to do.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
How you doing?
Well, Dave, should this woman mind her own business or actually do something about it?
I think she should anonymously report them. The drug dealer is making enough money out of that. They don't need a council house. They should go to someone more in need.
The council house should go to somebody in more need than a crowd of drug dealers?
Yes.
Okay. And who do you think she should report it to? Should she get on to Dublin City Council and say, I know there's drug dealing going on in this particular house?
Should report it to council. The guards obviously already know about it.
That's exactly the point, though. The guards obviously know about it because she said that this house has been raided several times.
Yeah, she should report to council as well.
And should she, I mean, the one thing she does ask is, does she need proof? Does she need video evidence? And if so, are we recommending, because I certainly wouldn't be, are we recommending that this woman go and get that video evidence?
No, I wouldn't make it too obvious.
That's exactly my point. Because if she was caught filming or doing whatever, she would be, if she was caught by these drug dealers, she's fucked.
Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't go for the video evidence. I just report to the council and let them get the proof themselves.
You see, that's all I'm suggesting. That she just reports it, so at least they know about it, and at least your conscience is clear. Then I just don't get. Maybe it's our audience. Maybe I just don't get our audience that the majority of you don't see drug dealers as a bad thing in your
that's
area.
Not what they said.
Oh, they're
no,
all
that's
saying
not
that.
What
yes,
they said.
They
what they are saying is just
because,
don't report it.
For the last 2 weeks, all you've been doing is commenting, texting into us saying, get them out, get them out, get them out. We don't want unvetted men in our area, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. But yeah, when it's coming to someone peddling drugs, it's like, turn a blind eye, too dangerous. So...
No, but the fact of the matter is these people are extremely dangerous, okay? These people are extremely dangerous. Do you want to be getting involved in that?
Okay, let's pick and choose then who we think is dangerous in the area. Let's turn a blind eye to some people and not a blind eye to others. Bizarre. Really is bizarre.
You want this woman who happened to see all this from a bus stop...
Just pick up the phone and ring Crime Stoppers. That's all you have to
do. And what are Crime Stoppers going to do about it?
I don't know. I don't work for Crime Stoppers. But at least they'll know then.
Crime Stoppers are going to do something about this, are they? Crime Stoppers will contact the guards and say there's drug dealing going on in this house at Cardiff Bridge Road in Finglas. The guards will go down, raid the place again, and then that's the end of that.
Okay, let's all just turn a blind eye then.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you going on today, young man?
Not a bother, thanks, Jonathan. Well, should this woman do anything or should she just mind her own business?
If she's ready for the repercussions, she should do something.
And what are those repercussions?
Well, the chances are, if she's involved with these people, they know someone's at the town on them. Word will get back to them who made the phone call. And as the man before me said, Jay, the guards know these people, who they are probably. They know they're selling drugs. They know it all. But that lady's putting the stick in her neck out, unless she has backup and the whole community supports her, then yeah, it's a very brave thing to do. But drug dealing in your community will bring your community down. There's no two ways about that.
Okay, a very brave thing to do, but obviously a very brave thing that you don't think she should do.
Well, no, I'll give you a quick one, Adrian, before I go on. It's a friend of mine in Finglas himself, a lad drove into the back of his car there a couple of years back, and he called the guards. Guards came and just basically said to them, leave her alone. If we were you, leave her alone. We know that lad, blah, blah, blah. So the guards were telling him, don't report the crime against this fella. But he did. He pushed ahead and he reported and he wanted them done for the damage to the car. About a week later, there was a can of petrol left beside his car, outside of his house. 3 days after that, there was a can of petrol left inside his porch. And he ended up moving because of that. He moved out of Finglas and he moved out to a different house outside in Ashbourne. And that was on the Friday. On the Sunday, that fella was shot and killed. But the guard's attitude toward it was, let it go, don't do anything about it, he's a dangerous little screw, we know all about him. But they weren't willing to put the work in to have him done. You know, they couldn't wait. They were afraid of him. They were saying, we just can't get him. So that's the position that she's in.
And the fact of the matter is, and this is what I said already, she said that the house has been raided several times. The fact that they are still dealing drugs from this particular house obviously is proof that the guards haven't been able to get them so far.
There you go. And Jeremy has taken into account, look, with all these people, Jeremy, there's a fundamental truth going on in this country and almost talk about. We haven't got the prison space for these people. You know, even if you were to catch them and do them for everything. But
see, listen, Jeremy's whole thing is we don't turn a blind eye when it comes to asylum seekers being housed and all of that. People are out protesting. But
Jeremy, Well, no, but he can fix all the issues. But he can fix them all. It's just, you're talking about drugs today, Jeremy. Just stick to the drugs.
No, but I'm saying, why do people pick and choose which ones they want to signal out that are dangerous to their community? By the way, I'm not arguing with you.
Because undetected
males from a foreign country could be a danger to the community.
Because, Jeremy, you can get used to a certain way of living, and then that way of living changes. That's why. Because people are used to drug dealers in the communities in certain areas. It's always been like that. Guards come in, guards raid houses, drug dealer stays, guard moves on his way. That's the way it's been for a long, long time. Criminals have the best lawyers in the country, Jeremy. They're private. They're not going to it. They're not getting bleeding.
Okay, but they should be at least, Jonathan, they should be at least evicted from their council, the council house that they're living in.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you there. I agree with you. Look, my mother was part of them in the early 90s and all that, around Fatima, where I grew up, the concerned citizens marching around, throwing people out of houses, drug dealers and all that, getting rid of them out of the area.
I remember being there.
But that was the whole community that went in on that. It wasn't just one person decided, I don't like what's going on in that house, I'm going to get involved myself. You need the back of your community to do a thing like that.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's argument, though, is why are people quick enough to get out and protest against asylum seekers, and they do absolutely, and he's right in saying this, they do absolutely nothing to stop the scumbag drug dealers.
I agree with that, agent, but like I've said, then you get used to a certain way of living over time, you know, and the whole...
Okay, So the message then to that lady Mandy is tough luck. Drug dealing goes on in Finglas.
Not at all. If she's that adamant about it, call a community meeting about it. Get people together. Try to organise people, but don't do it on our own. Is all I'm saying. Get the backing of a community, because I'm sure there's people in that community that feel the same way she does. But I wouldn't be going about doing it myself.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're taking it to a completely different level if you're saying get the whole community involved, because then you're talking about protest marches and no, I don't think that's. She's obviously concerned that this drug dealing is going on. She wants to know what to do about it. And I think most people are advising her to basically be sensible and mind your own business.
On our own, I would tell her the same thing. Be sensible. Stay away. If you're going to do it by yourself, don't do it.
Yes.
If you can get the back in your community to help you, go for it. Because like I said, he's not wrong. You know, Jeremy's not in the argument. You know, we have been talking about it for long enough. But again, like I said, I was around all them marches, and one would move out, one would move in. One would move out, one would move in. You know, we're never going to win the war on drugs. It's never going to happen. People don't like
it. You'll never win the war on drugs if you do nothing about it, though.
You won't win it anyways. Come on, we're fighting this war long enough. Who's winning?
Yep,
you know,
the dealers are.
And again, look at this, and the state as well hasn't got the resources for any of it, Adrian. You know, we just don't have the resources to do these things. Guys have been pulled from hell at the post at the minute.
So the bottom line is...
I'm very lucky where I live. There's no drug dealers around me. I live in a little village in the middle of the west of Ireland. I'm very lucky I have no drug dealers around me. But, you know, coming from Dublin, they're everywhere. You get rid of one, two more show up. And there's only, and look at conflated issues, there's wars coming. You know, there's wars coming into the country, and there's got to be more drug dealers dealing them.
Jeremy, the bottom line is, it would be a very silly thing for this woman to stick her head above the parapet to report these guys for drug dealing from this house that the guards already know is happening, because she could land herself in some very deep shit.
No, and part of the problem could be, and I'm not saying this about the people living on Cardiff Bridge Road by any stretch of the imagination, but in the States where there's a drug dealing family, I guess as well people don't want to report on them. It's see no evil, hear no evil for start, and maybe half of them are actually buying the drugs from the dealers as well. So they're
but this lady isn't that person.
No, she's not.
She wants to do something, but I think the advice from many of our listeners is you'd be absolutely mad to.
So they're above the law.
Let me bring in Jack on this.
I can see both points of view here. However, there's double irony with people say get them out, and yet when it comes to people actually committing crimes with proof or drug dealing, we can't go near that. The ultimate hypocrisy. I do agree with that. There is ultimate hypocrisy and double standards in some areas.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, yes.
Well, Jessica, the lady Mandy who sent us the message in the first place has witnessed this drug dealing very frequently, sees delivery drivers even popping by to pick up a package. She thinks she should do something, should she?
I think she should. Now, if I was her, this is what I would do. I wouldn't go to the guards, because clearly the guards know who it is. They'd probably know them by first name. And if they're raiding the house multiple times and still not doing anything, you're just going to waste your time going to them. But what I would do is I'd get evidence, obviously not making a like obvious that you're getting evidence of them, but get evidence somehow, be it photographs, photos, whatever, videos, bit about. Go to the council and make an anonymous tip off and say, if you don't believe me, go to the guards, because they'll know them. They'll know exactly who they are by name.
Okay, so you believe that the priority here is to get them out of that house?
Yeah, get them out and let a good, decent family go in. Because, like I said, if the house is getting raided multiple times, but the guards still aren't doing anything, then that's a problem on the guards' end.
Yeah, no, I agree. The guards obviously haven't been able to get them. They obviously don't have enough proof.
If she went up to them and said, oh, I have, like, videos and photos and all, they'd probably just turn around and say to her, yeah, look, we know who they are, like, we're dealing with it, but they're not dealing with it.
You see, I don't know. I don't know if...
multiple times and still not have arrested anyone for it.
Okay, but I would have thought that the council is not in a position to be evicting people out of houses without any proof of what's going on.
But that's why I said, if she gets her photos and her videos, goes to them and says, look, I just want to make an anonymous tip off to you. This is the evidence I have of what's going on in this house, in this area, and if you don't believe me, go link up with the guards and they'll know exactly who they are by name, especially if they're raiding the house multiple times.
Yes, but they might be raiding the house multiple times, but they obviously haven't been able to prosecute anybody for drug dealing from this house, or this lady would know about it.
I'm sure she probably has friends or family in around the same kind of area as the house who can cooperate, especially if she said everyone knows what's going on. Like,
so no, and obviously,
come together and say, look, we know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and obviously everybody does. And this woman spotted it from a bus stop. Obviously, neighbours know exactly what's going on in this house. But I think an awful lot of people just think it's too risky to put your own neck on the line just to squeal on somebody that mightn't actually achieve anything.
Well, isn't that part of the problem? People saying, like, oh, it's too risky. That's part of the problem as well. Like, you can't just not do anything when you know that there's an absolute scumbag family dealing drugs in your area. You can't just, like, let it go and just avoid it. As Jonathan said before me, like, what people say, like, oh, it's just a way of life. That's not how life should be. That shouldn't be a way of life for anyone.
No, I agree that it shouldn't. I agree that it shouldn't be a way of life. I just wonder and worry for this woman that if she sticks her nose in, it could backfire and she'll end up in real deep shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't have to be alone doing this. She can get a few other people who probably are like-minded, or link in with a TD or something in the air and say, look, is there any way you can help? Is there anything that you can do to get this sorted? Because it's ridiculous.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Eddie with his opinion on this.
How are you, lads? Good topic. But this lady has answered her own question. She's already said the house has been raided multiple times. So by her going to tell the police, oh, there's drug dealing going on here, they'll just turn around and go, yeah, we know. So she's now put herself at risk to tell the old bill something that they already knew. Why would you do that? It's absolutely fucking stupidity of the highest order. Mind your own beeswax, steer clear of it, look after your own life, don't get involved, don't put yourself in fucking any danger. Civic duty goes out the fucking window. It's all about personal safety. All right, cheers.
And that's the point that I was making, Jessica. This really all comes down to your own personal safety and the risk that you're taking reporting on people like this.
And isn't that just a sad state of affairs? Now, look, I've been on to you before about what's happened in Coolock and many other places, and I've told you my views on that, but I'll actually stand up and say that I'm not a hypocrite. I'm here telling you that shouldn't be happening as well. You shouldn't be letting a drug dealing family, well-known drug dealing family, live in your area.
Yep, I agree with you. You are the only person that I've heard from who is actually not a hypocrite, because I'm telling you now, if the same amount of people that have been protesting outside the Crown Paints factory over the last week, if that same amount of people stood outside the house of a known drug dealer in Finglas, I tell you, that family wouldn't be there for much longer. And if they did so, and I'm not saying any family should be threatened, but if they did so in as threatening a way as they did outside Crown Paints, I mean, you saw the graffiti they put up on the wall, pedos out, dirty pedos out, all disgusting comments. But they won't do that on the drug dealers in their area. If even 10% of the people who've been camping outside in Coolock
they don't want to fight a harder fight. That's how it comes across to me.
Yeah, it is. That's what the chicken shits. That's what it is.
I got a message in a moment ago. I want you to have a listen to this. It says, I'm 100% sure I know which house yous are talking about. I can't talk, I'm in work. Everyone in the area knows that this is the drug dealing house. I even seen drug deals go on at 2 in the day with kids playing in the garden.
Jesus.
It is not my job to report, though. They're not doing me any harm.
Oh, my God.
And to go back to Mandy, Mandy, in Mandy's situation, they're not doing her any harm either.
They actually are.
I think the harm that they'll do to her is when she actually does squeal on them.
No, they're letting your kids be drug mules. They're literally peddling drugs to people in your area. Jesus Christ, why can people not get this?
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter.
Do people think drug dealers are some sort of high and mighty people who are doing...
Providing a community service?
Yeah.
No.
They're literally creating junkies.
Catherine, how are you?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Catherine. What do you want to say on this?
I just think if I was Mandy, I wouldn't even look in the direction of the house. If I was out and about, I would pretend like, see no evil, hear no evil. But every single time I saw a drug deal going down, I phoned the guard. Every single time, maybe multiple times a day. It's up to the guards. The guards can do the surveillance. The guards can do the videoing, the photograph. She doesn't need to put herself in danger. I agree with you there, Adrian.
I mean, one of the things she said in her message is, should I get video evidence, I would not be recommending that she goes out and tries to surveil this house and get video evidence of what's going on in this house. I think she would be absolutely stone crazy mad to do that. Because if she 100%. Got caught videoing what's going on, they will kill her. They won't just give her a hiding, they'll kill her.
100%. Leave the guards to their job. Make the guards do their job. Keep ringing. Keep calling the guards. Yeah, they know them. They know them by name or whatever. But keep calling the guards. And just when she's out and about, don't even look in the direction of the house. Stay out of it.
Well, there you are, Jessica. Stay out of it. It's not worth the risk.
No, see, this is part of the problem. How are they going to know it's her videoing it unless she's taking it from a fucking selfie angle? They're not going to know. What are they going to do? Knock on every single house on the Cardiff Bridge Road, which is a very big area, and be like,
They will know. They will know because these guys lift their legs looking over their shoulders anyway. So they're scanning the whole time and they'll know if somebody is.
Well, you're saying there to keep bringing the guards. The guards have raided the house multiple times and still nothing's done. So you're just wasting time and they'll say, yeah, we know who they are. We know them by first name.
But keep bringing them, make them raid it again, and again, and again.
Go to the council with your evidence. Say, if you don't believe me, link up with the guards because they raided the house God knows how many times. And you could probably say, who are they by first name? You can't just not do anything.
Yeah, if you get onto the council and they do get evicted and they're put somewhere else,
they're not
going to
say, oh, it's because of Mandy. They're not going to do that. They're going to say, look, we got an anonymous tip-off. We linked in with the guards. We have the evidence. Sorry, your days are numbered.
So you want them to go into another neighbourhood?
Why can't it be that simple to fuck these drug dealing scumbags out? Why can't it
be that simple? Because, Jessica, you're dealing with dangerous people. These are people that would walk over their own granny to deal their drugs. And you want
scumbags.
And you want this woman to take them on herself.
She doesn't have to do it alone, Adrian. I've told you this. The whole area probably knows exactly who it is. So why don't they just come together? I'll tell you why. And Jeremy said why. Because they don't want to fight an actual hard fight. They'd rather just say, oh no, leave, it's none of our business. But how about we go all the way to Coolock?
So what is your solution?
An easier fight.
What is your solution? Put them into another neighbourhood?
Yeah, keep running them out until they've nowhere to go. If I had it my way, drug dealers wouldn't even have a home. They'd be out on the streets where they belong.
You know what you sound like?
Little scumbags.
You know what you sound like?
What do I sound like? I'm wrong for calling out drug dealers. This is mad. Another dimension.
It's like, take them out of one neighbourhood, put them into another. Get them out of here. It's like the paedophile priest long ago. Oh, there was a complaint. We'll move them to another parish.
Because paedophiles and drug dealers are all scumbags. And if I had it my way, they should be living on the fucking streets like the dirty rats they are. So why am I being wrong here? We are
agreeing, but it's like pushing the can down the road if you get onto the council just to move them to a different neighbourhood.
Well, do you know where they should be, Catherine? Do you know where the best place for them would be? in fucking prison because they're breaking the law, Jessica,
nobody has an issue with any of what you're saying here. You're dead right. However, it's completely different when you're recommending to somebody that they go and get evidence about this drug dealing and take it on themselves. I think like she I said, would be mad
gonna,
to stick her nose in.
It's her unless she's taking it from a selfie angle, being like, oh yeah, this is the house over here, number blah, blah, blah. How are they going to know it's her? She doesn't have to say anything in the videos and photos. She doesn't have to show her face in any of the videos and photos. It literally could have been from anyone.
Stay there for a second, Jessica, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Some of the messages coming in here. Now, we're trying to get this woman on, so I don't want you to read out the message. Did you see the message that came in on Facebook? I won't read out the messages yet because we're going to try and get it wrong because I want to hear this story. That is, now, you're going to hear this message and Adrian's going to go, Jesus, yeah, I knew this was happening. I am shocked. And just read over, first of all. Does that shock you or is that standard?
It doesn't shock me, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that going on in Finglas?
It doesn't shock me.
But look at the age.
Yeah, no, that doesn't shock me.
You're just saying that to be, you know, nothing shocks me.
So that doesn't shock me.
That actually happened.
Yes.
I know, JJ, I know you're trying to ring this woman. I understand if she doesn't want to come on, but we really need to hear this story. This is, it's sickening, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Darren has been in touch.
Jeremy, the problem with local scumbags and drug dealers in Dublin has always been there and always will. There's a big difference between that and our immigration policy letting just anyone in. So you can't compare the two of them. That's an easy, far left argument to make.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
By the way, it's the exact same, Darren. Your message made absolutely no sense before the break there. It's the exact same. We're talking about letting people into our areas who you don't want your family and kids around. That's what we're talking about. The only difference is one is coming from another country. The other is probably a Finglas native. I don't look at colour, creed, nationality when I'm talking. Scumbags are scumbags, no matter what country they come from, no matter what passport they have. A scumbag is a scumbag. And I put them all in the same thing. If someone comes into this country from...
Wherever.
Nigeria, and they come to live in Finglas and deal drugs, they are the same, they are as bad a scumbag as a Finglas-born drug dealer. Scumbags are scumbags, and anybody that deals, and sorry, do we have?
No, she's not coming on.
Okay, have a listen to this message.
I wish I could come on, but I can't, because I live not far from there, but in Finglas West. Those drug dealers sold my 12-year-old a bag of cannabis 2 months ago. Lucky I found it in his school bag. They are scumbags, but I can't march on their house on my own. And this is the point that I've been trying to make. Gone are the days where communities deal with this as one. People don't have the balls
again,
anymore.
My head is in the sand. When I got that message... 12-year-old being sold.
12-year-olds being used as drug mules, as you just said yourself.
I know.
Driving on scooters around the place, delivering drugs from house A to house B.
But the fact that, we don't know if it's the same coming from the same drug house, but the fact that a 12-year-old was sold a bag of cannabis. I mean, Jess, that makes your argument even stronger. That is disgusting, isn't it?
And like she said, gone are the days where the community was dead. Isn't that just a sad state of affairs, really?
I feel physically ill. That it's,
and like I said, Jeremy, these people in Finglas and all, they'll see the drug dealers very much dealing. They'll hear the stories of 12-year-olds getting cannabis or coke or whatever it is, and they'll keep about it. But they'll hear about stuff going on in Coolock and other places like that and gladly start raising their voices. You're either against all scumbags or you're only against a certain amount.
An awful lot of messages are coming in, Jess, basically saying you haven't a clue
I was only down the road from Curtis Bridge growing up. I knew exactly what was going on. I'd see it outside my front window every day.
And were you ringing the police about it?
I knew what was wrong.
But were you ringing the guards about it?
The fucking guards, aren't they?
Well, I'm telling you now. I don't know how you feel about this.
I wasn't allowed outside the front door because my mom didn't want me getting in with the wrong crowd.
And she did right because she actually turned out a decent person, never involved in the law. But I'm telling you now, if I found out that a drug dealer was after selling my 12-year-old drugs, I'd be camped outside that scumbag's
house. You'd be out for blood, and rightfully so.
Stay there for a moment.
That's what the community should be doing. They should be out for fucking blood, but they won't because it's too hard for them. They don't want it.
But what sort of moral compass does somebody have?
It's not even a moral compass, Jeremy. It's just cowardice and being a wimp, and they don't want to actually fight a hard fight.
But who hands a 12-year-old over a bag of cannabis for
scum? Scum do. Those same scum 30 years ago were buying cigarettes for kids in shops. I used to, at 12 or 13, get a local scumbag to go into the shop and buy me cigarettes. No bother. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How's it going, lads? All right.
Well, Ross, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I think your one should keep her mouth shut. She's not. Look, if the guards know what's happening, everybody else knows what's happening. So why hasn't anybody else done it? There's obviously a reason. These lads could run the area. Why can't she move? Do you know what I mean? And if she gets video evidence or photos or anything like that, and they go to be used to get these people out of there, the only safe place she can do that from is her home. And they're going to know exactly the angle that that's came from. And she's going to be pinpointed, and then she'll get it.
Now, I happen to agree with every word you're saying. I think she would be clinically insane to do this herself. Rambo here beside me thinks she should. It's her civic duty to report on these guys.
So you can report it anonymously. Do that. Well, the guards already know about it, so the guards are just going to say, oh yeah, we know about that. We're watching them. That's exactly what the guards are going to
say. So then it's okay for a drug dealer to sell 12-year-old
Nobody
drugs
said it's okay.
Who said it's okay?
Nobody said that was okay, right? But who's to say that it was actually the lads in the house there that did it? Because I definitely 100% believe that they've got other people running around doing stuff for them.
Okay.
Who said it could have been a 13 or 14-year-old in his school? Like,
well, no, hang on, where's the message? Where's the message gone on Facebook?
Did she say she's seen it getting from the garden?
I live not far from there in Finglas West. Those drug dealers sold my 12-year-old a bag of cannabis 2 months ago. So she's talking about the same people, I would imagine. She's not talking about people in school.
Well, I wouldn't imagine that the 12-year-old walked up to that garden if he only lives down the road, because he'd be afraid of his mammy seeing him. So he definitely got that off.
She doesn't live in that road, Ross.
No, what did she say?
But the point, okay.
She said she saw it from the bus stop on Cardiff Bridge Road. Now, there's many bus stops.
Oh, she's seen it. She's seen her young lad getting it.
Okay, the point is...
Oh, no, sorry, that's a completely separate message.
The point is, this 12-year-old was sold drugs by somebody.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that.
Somebody sold the 12-year-old.
It's completely wrong. Completely wrong. Well, how does she know it was them lad in that garden?
But what has that got to do with this woman who saw it all from the bus stop, sees drug dealing and...
That's what we're dealing with, lads. We are dealing with...
I know what you're dealing with. The fact that people are dealing drugs out of their house means they're scum.
Lads, you go anywhere you see it.
Absolutely.
You're doing it down the main street in town.
These guys have no scruples whatsoever, and you seem surprised.
And you think going to the guard or ringing the guard is actually going to change that? The guards are watching all these people. If they're big enough, they're watching them. They're building something on them. They're not just going to go in there and say, we were told you were dealing today, where is it?
But sorry, I would have thought supplying drugs to a 12-year-old would be enough to have the guards knocking.
Yeah, but then they go and raid that gaff and there's nothing there. And they've just been sent on a wild goose chase, and now they've been tipped off that the guards are watching them again, and they're not going to do anything there.
Well, in fact, have a listen to this message, and this would maybe tell you that it's not worth your while. Here's what this message just come into us says. Please don't read out my name, but I reported a house beside me for the same problem. The guards came, raided the house, and he got caught with drugs hidden. Went to court, but that's basically it. Still in the house and nothing properly has been done. Get them drug dealing pricks out, says that message. But the point being that this lady actually did go to the trouble of getting onto the guards. The guards did come to the trouble of raiding the place and still nothing happened. He ended up in court. He probably got a slap on the wrist and he's still in the house there, nothing happening.
Okay, so the bottom line of this whole topic then is just let them away with it.
No, that's not what we're saying. Just mind your own business. It's not worth the risk. Or, as in the case of that message that I just read out, nothing really gets done.
By the way, I'm shocked by a lot of the messages that came in about that 12-year-old blaming the parents on it. How can the parents be to blame? There's only one person to blame for supplying a 12-year-old with drugs, and that is the drug dealers.
And you could argue that why did the mother, or why was this child buying drugs? What's that message there? Can you have a look at that, please? That top one there, please.
The council can't do a thing until an allegation is turned into a conviction. They can't.
Correct.
Yeah, I know that the council can't remove somebody until, but at least bring them to court. The Gardaí are well aware of what's going on in the area. I had a high-profile guy move in a few doors away from me. Days before he moved in, the Gardaí called and asked for remote access to CCTV footage I have. I simply said it was broken.
There you go. Stay out of it. Don't get involved. Mind your own business. And that is the advice that I would be giving to that lady, Mandy. Much and all, is obviously horrible to witness open drug dealing in this way. Is it worth her own life and limb to actually do something about it herself? I'm arguing no. I think she would be absolutely insane. Let me squeeze in one final...
That's what happens when you live in these areas, though, isn't it? It's part and parcel, isn't it?
Darren, just very quickly...
Jeremy, you have literally said before, if your child does drugs or ends up a drug addict, you fail as a parent. What are you talking about?
And you actually have. You actually have said those exact words.
Yes, I have. But I'm saying 12 years of age.
Yeah, then you failed doubly if your 12-year-old is down buying bags of cannabis. You failed doubly. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.